sitting in today, Marie Osborne.
All right, tonight's one of the area's most beloved family nights, the 68th edition of the Fort Fireworks, set to light up the skies over the Detroit River starting at 10 o'clock tonight. From Belle Isle to the Plaza, Hart Plaza, thousands are expected to pack in parks and at viewing parties around the city. And we wanted to check in with the person in charge. Tony Michaels of the Parade Company, president and CEO, is joining us along with Linda Forte, chair of the Michigan Thanksgiving Day Parade Foundation. Tony and Linda, glad you could take a few minutes of time out of what I'm sure is a busy day for you.
Oh, it's great to be here. And I've got to tell you, to have Linda on with me, this is just one of the classiest ladies you're ever going to meet. Storied career at Comerica, and now the chair of the Parade Foundation. We could not be prouder, and to put on this big day for the city.
So, Linda, are you sort of shadowing Tony a little bit to kind of see how an old pro really, and I don't mean old, I just mean, you know, old in terms of experience here.
A seasoned pro.
Yeah, a seasoned pro. Thank you. That's why you're in charge. Okay. So are you kind of shadowing here and getting some ideas on how the show is really run?
Well, yes, this will be because as the newly installed chair, this is my first year with that wonderful honor. You know, it will be shadowing Tony a little bit this year to get the inside scoop and the inside story. Yeah. But let me just say this, Marie. I've been to the fireworks many, many, many years in a row. So I know the view from the perspective of being able to enjoy our treasure.
You know what? You said it beautifully. It is a treasure. Tony, I think you know that this event in the hearts and minds of thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people in the metro area, that's what it is. It's like a jewel that you hold in your heart, the memories. I remember going with my parents. I remember bringing my kids when they were little. The kids ended up bringing their fiancés and then their kids. I mean, it's just this wonderful tradition that we have here.
You know, Marie, we look at things from the Parade Company standpoint that everything we do is owned by the people. So it's our job to do it bigger and better every single year, and none of that can be done without the great support that we get. In this case, the Ford Motor Company, Ford Philanthropy, run by Mary Culler, the head of philanthropy in the Ford family, they're always there for us, along with so many others. We're just so fortunate to have the great support, and it's our job to keep doing it bigger and better, everything that we do, every single year.
This year's theme is Detroit Go for Launch. Tony, why did you land on that theme?
Well, one of the highlights of the show, and I get more calls about this if we ever screw it up, right before the show, and Linda knows this, we go, you know, right before it's barge one, go, barge two, ready, barge three, go, WDIV, go, WJR, go. And it just, they name everybody, and then boom, Parade Company, launch, or fire. And we just, it's like everyone looks forward to that moment, and then boom, it just goes boom. In the sky.
I have to tell you there, I've brought some of my family who live overseas to the rooftop party in the past. They were just gobsmacked. I mean, it's just the most amazing experience to be there. But frankly, Belle Isle, Hart Plaza, I don't care. One of the high rises, I don't care where you are. It is a night, of course, to remember. Tony, would you, for everyone's sake, just quickly go over, I know you've really worked hard on security for tonight to make sure this is a safe and happy event for everybody.
Well, we work together with Chief Todd Bettis and his entire team, Homeland Security, Border Security, Michigan State Police, you name it. They have come together and collaborated. It's just amazing. And tonight, so we urge people to come down. City is safe. City's great. And if you come down and really, really want to understand this show the best way possible, bring your radio, bring your boombox, and play the music broadcast on WJR tonight. The entire show is choreographed to that. So I do the music track. I work with Patrick Barreau, from Zambelli, and he choreographs. The guy is amazing. But you want to take that in.
Yeah, and Mike Parsons was just telling us, our producer, that, yeah, we're broadcasting the music, and there's a reason for that because it is so tightly choreographed with the fireworks themselves. Linda, do you have a favorite spot to watch the fireworks?
Oh, you know, Marie, you mentioned the time you had with your visitors. That rooftop space is really nice, but other than that, I have watched it in other locations as well, including Belle Isle, including north of Belle Isle. And there's a good view no matter where you are, as long as you're following that North Star towards where the fireworks are being launched. Let me just say, this morning I had the opportunity to do, I had a service commitment downtown. I was coming back down east, driving east on Jefferson Avenue past Belle Isle. And then I paused because there was a long line of people gathered with their trunks open, with chairs, and you could see it was grilled food and the whole nine yards, waiting to get in, waiting for the state police to open the gates to Belle Isle. And it made me smile because that's what community is all about. They were just waiting to gather and have a good time, be in position to see the fireworks go.
Absolutely. And that is always, it is a great spot. Belle Isle is always a great spot for a number of different reasons to watch the fireworks. I'd like to ask both of you very quickly before we let you go, you know, a lot of organizations, a lot of civic events like this don't last 68 years. So, Tony, I'll ask you first, what is the secret to success here to make this event still new, still wonderful, still relevant in 2026?
Well, not only do we have this at 68 years, but this year's parade will be 100 coming down.
Yes.
The greatest reason for all of this is to make things bigger and better every single year and make it about the people. Make it about entertainment. Make it about something that they want to be a part of, that they want to enjoy, that their kids, their grandkids, you name it, everybody wants to be a part of it. In my opinion, that's the secret, and that's how we run the parade company.
And Linda, because again, you're chairing the Michigan Thanksgiving Day Parade Foundation, 100 years. What is it about? Is it like Tony said, you make it about the people, not yourself?
Absolutely. And when it's about the people, that means it's about families. It's about young people. It's about children. It's about pulling the generations through. That's one of the reasons, Marie, I believe it's lasted 100 years, is because the generations who are able to enjoy the parade are pulled through by their families, by the community, and they see it year after year. And for most people that I've met, and I mentioned parade, an immediate smile comes to their face.
Yeah.
It facilitates the community spirit.
Tony Michaels, Parade Company President and CEO, and Linda Forte, Chair of the Michigan Thanksgiving Parade Foundation, thank you for all the work you do for all of us to have all these fabulous family memories and a great history. These are the things that we remember 20, 30 years from now. Have a great night to both of you.
Thank you. Enjoy.
Thank you.
And
thank
again, you.
You
will hear it all live right here on WJR. We're going to start at 7 o'clock. Paul W. Smith, of course, is hosting, as he always is, until 10. That's the time of the fireworks. And then at that time, keep that radio on. You're going to hear specially choreographed music with your fireworks. And it starts at 10 p.m. tonight. And keep tuned right here to WJR. Rich Lozinski will have a lot of the street closings for you throughout the afternoon as it progresses. We'll be right back here on Focus on WJR.